Mama Carrie's house. I look up into a sky of green. I am covered by a roof made of branches that lean. I look down at the dog painted with fur and mud brushing up against my skin. I look up at my feet as I'm swinging, sitting, smiling as my grandmother is singing. I look up to my brother in a tree. Mama Carrie's house is a place we feel free. Beetles, bugs, and butterflies explore my shoe. I skip with wit. Every week there's something new. Kitty cats Kaylee and Casey, yes, they prowl. Meowing loudly, they hiss at a howl. The croissant can cracks open and the oven preheats. The chocolate chip chompers create tasty treats. As time passes by like a car on the street, we play fun card games like battle or speed. I look up to the star on the tree. Fun's not just for Fridays, it's for holidays with family. The gifts jump around from place to place. When the holidays come, there's a grin on everyone's face. An army of smiles attack her house. The horse roams outside, trotting under the clouds. The tie-dye t-shirt rests on Mama Carrie's chest. The colors explore the cloth like they're on an exotic quest. The guitar strings amplify as if we're at the folk festival. All my years at Mama Carrie's house are unforgettable. I look down at the words on my paper with my eyes so green. There's so many things about her house. This poem doesn't explain everything. I look up to the old home surrounded by the woods and seas. Mama Carrie's house is filled with many memories. The theme of this poem is if you look around nature in the small parts of life, you can experience great things and make memories.